If you have your Bible tonight, turn with me to Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, if you have your place, stand with honored reading of God's Word. We'll begin reading at verse 5. And the Bible said, when we had sailed over to Sea of Cilicia to Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship to Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmon, and hardly passing it came unto the place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. And now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenicia, there to winter, which is in the haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called an Euryclidon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Amen. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, which when we had taken up, we used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into this quicksand, strike sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out of with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But now, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night unto the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as I was told, as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as they were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little farther, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. And then, fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, we cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And when the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you take some meat, for this is for you health, for there shall not be hair, not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. And then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all in the ship, 216 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship. Now watch this, and cast out the wheat into the sea. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: in tempestuous times, sail on. Amen. In tempestuous times, sail on. Amen. If we look at this, we see Paul, and Paul's here, and he's saying that they had come to a place, and they had come to a fair haven. Amen. I thank God for that fair haven of rest, don't you? I thank God for that song that old brother J.R. used to like to sing about that haven of rest. Praise God. I'm glad that they still a haven, a place of rest in the Lord. They said, well, it was just a little small place, a teeny tiny place. Praise God. I'm glad there ain't nothing small when God's in it. Amen. I'm glad He gives us a place, praise God, when tempests come, glory be God, where we can shelter out of the storm. Amen. I will say it, if it's a little place or a big place, praise God, it's almighty when God is there. Amen. Boy, I thank God for it. It's a blessing unto the Lord. And we see them as they pulled into this haven of rest, and Paul's there with them, and God begins to speak his heart, and they were there for many days. He was there in the time of the fasting, and amen, they spent quite a bit of time there. He says, now verse, I said, now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now danger, what happened? They had come into the fall month. This would have been probably summer's around the month of October, and from October on through the winter, it was not safe to be out on the sea. That was the time of the hurricanes and the bad things that would happen after a while. It's when we have our hurricane season, the months of late October, November, December, when the hurricanes can come up and they can come up really quick. Amen. As a tempest. But he says, you know what? It was about past time to go. And it was already past. And Paul began to admonish them. Amen. So Paul gives them counsel. He says, listen, fellas, said we've been here. Said we're in a safe place. We're out of harm's way. Let's just winter right here. Now you got to remember, Paul was a captive. Amen. The centurions had him as a prisoner on a ship. They'd done sailed out of Alexander. And Paul was in the ship, probably in the hull of the ship with the captives. Amen. The prisoners. And he offers them counsel. He said, the season's way past a time to be sailing on the sea. And it's time to just wait and abide right here just a little while. I will say, sometimes God gets us to a place where we just need to abide for a little while. A place where we can just come to ourselves and say, you know what, it's just good right here with the Lord, and I'm just going to camp out here for a little while. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that when we camp out with the Lord, praise God, His presence is real. Amen. If you ever get somewhere and you get to looking for God, you'll find Him. And if you seek Him early, praise God, you'll find Him early. He'll show up with a blessing, amen, on purpose and encouragement to help us along our way. And that's what Paul did, praise God. He was offered them some counsel. You say, well, why would Paul do this? Because Paul had already been there and done that. Amen. He had already been in boats and had a captive and been cast out. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 or chapter 11, 11 and verse 22. He starts at 22. He says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, more in stripes, above measure, in prison more frequently, in deaths oft. Paul said, I've been through a gamut of things in my life, praise God. He said, I've seen it all. Amen. There's a whole lot of us been through a lot of stuff, praise God. But God's still God. Amen. He says, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. Amen. So Paul said, I've been there and done that. I don't want to go do it again. You know, it's amazing to me how God gives us a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge where we don't go do the same thing again. Amen. To our hurt. He said, in journeying often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Amen. He said, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Hey, Paul says, with all that upon me, all the things I went through, praise God. And then I said, I've got the burden in my heart for the children of God. Amen. You know what he was doing? He wasn't thinking about himself. Paul was thinking about, praise God, all those that was with him. Amen. So he offers up this good counsel. And he said, you know what, fella, we'd be better off just to stay here. Amen? But the captain stands up and the captain says, no, he said, we better go on just a little further. See, this is just a little small place. Amen? So he rejected the confidence of the captain. Now, the captain had the confidence, praise God, that he could go a little further. Amen? Praise God, I will say tonight, we can go a little further, but we need to know who our confidence is in. See, he was trusting in himself. He was trusting his ability. Now, they was just going to try to go a little bit further. As far as I could study and leave, they was just trying to go about 60 miles on down the coast where there was a bigger city. Amen? It would have been more a place that would accommodate them for the wintering. A bigger city, and it was a place where the captain could unload his goods. Amen. He had a boatload of wheat. He was taking it over, praise God. It was a place where he could sell it and make some good money so that he could winter in comfort. Amen. Sometimes people do things because it's not about the Lord, it's not about good, but it's about themselves. Amen. So the confidence of the ship's captain. Now, I want you to notice that it wasn't confidence in the Lord. Amen. He said, I believe the Lord can bring us through this and get us to a better place. But the confidence was in the captain. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if I'm going to put my confidence in a captain, it's going to be captain of the seas. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can speak, praise God, and they'll stand still. The one that can speak, praise God, and help will come. One that can speak, praise God, and you can walk on the waters to Him. Amen. The God, the Lord of the seas, praise God, the one that's able. Bless His holy name. But we see not only the counsel and the confidence, but we see the collusion. Amen. We see all these folks, amen, all these people in agreement with the captain. The Bible says here that it was not commodious to winter in. Amen. They said, well, you know, this is not a fit place. It's an inconvenient place. We might not have all the conveniences that we'd like to have. I'm afraid what's happening in the world, there's so many people that's uncontent in what we have. The Bible said we're supposed to be content in what we have. Amen. And God bless us on purpose, gives us some more, Lord God. We just shout praises all the way to glory. Amen. Brother Chris talking about that earlier, praise God. He already had it, and God give him some more. Amen. That's just what God does, praise God. He blesses you on purpose because He can. Amen. And sometimes I think we take it for granted, don't we? Well, God's been good to us, praise God. And so the collusion is they come together in agreement to go just look. Now, you're talking about verse 37 says there was 276 souls on that boat. Now, I wonder who they were thinking. Were they thinking about them? I believe Paul was thinking about those souls that could be lost. Amen. These other folks was just thinking about how comfortable they could be. Amen. I'm thinking sometimes we get to the place that it's not about what God wants, but about how comfortable we can be. Amen? So we can get to a place where God can just, where we can just be there and God just blessing, and we're looking just to take the blessings and run with them, praise God, and in comfort. Amen. But I'm glad God has a different program for you and I. Amen. It's not about comfort, praise God. I'm glad we can be comfortable at the house of God. Amen. I'm glad we come as brothers and sisters, just praise His name, amen, and get glory out of what He does. I'm glad He can come down and touch us on purpose, praise God, and we can shout the glory, amen, all the way out the door. Amen, praise God. I'm glad of that. But we see the collusion. They ganged up. They said, you know what, this is probably a better plan. Paul said, we better not go. You know, he offers them a counsel, amen. He said, I've been here and done this. He said, the seas are tempt us this time of year. Ain't no telling what'll happen, amen. But we see the calming effect of deceit in verse 13. They got in the boat and they headed out. And when the south wind blew softly, amen, supposing that they had obtained their purpose. Now I want you to notice something here, that they had obtained their purpose. Amen. I believe a lot of people, praise God, they'll take off and they'll sail out, praise God, trying to obtain their purpose. We'll take off, you'll take off, hoping to obtain your purpose. But I want to say, glory be to God, your purpose and God's purpose may not be the same purpose. Amen. But they sailed out, and that's how deceit works. It painted a pretty picture of what was ahead, and they just launched out into the deep, and the next thing you know, they was in a storm because of their purpose. Amen. Said loose and thence, they sailed close to Crete. Amen. They turned loose. And they said, you know what? Things is looking pretty good. We'll just go ahead and go with it. I'm thinking we're living in a world today, praise God, we're just turning loose and saying, you know what? We'll just go with the flow. Amen. We'll just go with the flow and we'll see what happens. And the end result, praise God, is they end up in trouble. Amen. I get phone calls all the time saying, preacher, oh, preacher, please pray. I don't know what's happening. Amen. Say, preacher, sometimes it's people that you haven't seen at church house in 2 or 3 months. Try to get up with, try to call, try to plead with them to get in, you know, for the devil takes them too far. They said, I don't know what happened. Well, praise God, the deception come along. It showed them, it gave them a different path, and they followed the path. Amen. But the path of deception will take you in the wrong direction. Amen. It sure will. Praise God. So they was a common effect, amen, in the deception. But the end result was a calamity of misdirection. Amen. Calamity set in. They hadn't gone very far, praise God, till a tempest arose, a storm arose. Amen. They ended up being in the wrong place. Amen. You ever been in the wrong place? Amen. They ended up being in the wrong time. You ever been there at the wrong time? See, 2 or 3 months earlier, it'd been fine to go through there. Because the storms won't be raging. Praise God, they hit it in a time when the storms was raging, and it was a time when they ought to have been somewhere else. Amen. Not only in the wrong place, wrong time, but they took the wrong direction. Amen. I believe God will give us the right direction. He'll give us a true direction because He's concerned about our soul. He's concerned about our health and our well-being. Amen. Listen, God will never do anything to cause you harm. Hello? I said God will never do anything that will cause you harm. Everything He does for us, He does for our good, for our benefit. Amen. So we can be closer to Him so we can get the help we have. But you know what gets you in there? The end result is we get there because of, most times, because of a bad attitude. Amen. We need an attitude adjustment. And God has a way of giving you an attitude adjustment. Amen. Our attitude, but praise God, if we come with attitude of worship, if we come with attitude of contentment, if we come with attitude, praise God, of getting in and God getting glory out of our lives. Praise God, things will always be different. Amen. But we have to be careful about that, the calamity of misdirection. Amen. Not only does it affect our attitude, but it affects our attitude, affects our actions, what we do. Amen. Before long, you're acting out. You're doing things, amen, that you know you shouldn't do. You say, preacher, I know, I messed up. What happens? We lose self-control. Amen. Did you hear what I said? We lose self-control. We need to be controlled by God. We need to let the Lord touch our hearts and our lives. Praise God, we need the control of God. Amen. We need to realize that He is in control. That He is the Lord of our life. He's that present help, amen, in the times of trouble. But see what happens here when the calamity of misdirection. Praise God, we see in verse 18 that they were exceedingly tossed by a tempest. He said, and we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, amen, the next day they lightened the ship. That tempest, now that's where we get our word for cyclone, amen. That tempestuous winds or cyclones that would blow, amen. That's what that storm, that hard storm from the east. Well, sometimes we call them nor'easters that come in, praise God, with a vengeance, amen. They can dump rain and snow and all those things, whatever the temperature allows them to bring with them. But that calamity is there, that exceeding tempest. They were exceedingly tossed. I believe there's a lot of people today in the world we live in that's being tossed by the storms of life. Being tossed to and fro, praise God, because we're not anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ in a place where we can be a firm foundation, where we can be secure in Him. Amen. So they're tossed to and fro. Amen. We see what's happening here. Praise God. But the Bible tells us that they were some folks on that boat. Those sailors, those mariners, those ones that should know what was going on. They should have known what they would be getting into. But they come to a place, it tells in verse 29 through 30, that they was calculating to desertion. Amen. They was figuring out how they could get off the boat. They was trying to figure out how they could save themselves. They was looking to abandon ship, if you will. Amen. I'm afraid what happens a lot of times when the waves get tempest, praise God, folks just want to abandon ship. Amen. But I want to say, glory be God, I preached this one time, we need you to stay on the boat. Amen. It's always safer on the boat than it is out in the sea. You get out there and see sharks eat you up. Amen. You get out there and see the waves will overflow you. But praise God, as long as we stay, if we stay in the boat where Jesus is, praise God, you'll always be saved. Amen. We see them, they said that they took that ship and they undergirded it. Amen. They took that ship and they was afraid because these were old wooden vessels. Amen. And the tempest, the waves of crashing on them were apt to tear them and break them apart. So what they did, they took great old big ropes and they run them across the bow and the stern. They dropped them off and they pulled them up under that boat and they pulled them over the boat and they put big loops in them and took sailor's knots and all them men would get together and they'd pull them tight. Amen. They'd pull them tight and they'd tie it off so that those stays, praise God, would hold it together. I want to say tonight there's one that's greater than any stay that we have. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll hold it together. Amen. Amen. His ship will never go down, praise God. It may be battered and worn, but glory be to God, it sails on. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. The calamity, praise God. Misdirection, the calamity, the calculated desertion, looking for a place to get off. I believe there's a whole lot of folks looking for a place to get off and ain't ever really got in. Amen. Amen. We go to looking for a place to get off, praise God. We ought to be looking for a place to get in, somewhere we can do something for Jesus. Amen. It took teamwork to take those big old ropes, run them around that vessel, pull them up there, and pull them tight enough to do anything to help. Amen. It took teamwork. Amen. When we work together, when we stay together, when we work for God, praise God, it makes a difference. We see the glory of God. We see God moving in it. Praise God. But the Bible tells us they had made plans. See, they told us over here in verse 15, 16, said, when the ship was called and could not bear up for the wind, we let her drive. And then they said all hope was lost. See, that's what they say when women drive. Amen. We let her drive and all hope was lost that we'd be saved. Amen. It might be taking that out a little bit out of context there, but that's the way they make it work. Amen. That we should be saved was all hope of it, that we should be saved was taken away. We let her drive. But he said it, and he said, running under a certain island, verse 17 said, which when we had taken up, we used helps. Amen. So he said, we had much work to come by the boat. So what they was doing, they was securing the life raft. Amen. They was pulling up the life rafts. They usually had hanging on the side of the boat and they was pulling them up. They was securing them. They was getting them ready. Amen. They was preserving the life raft. I want to say tonight, praise God, our life raft is none other than Lord Jesus Christ. He is that place of safety. He's that place of hope. He's the only place we can go in a time of troubles. Amen. He's the only one you can go when the seas tempt us. When the waves are overflowing, praise God, He's the only place we can go. He's that only help, praise God, that we'll get is in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said, which one we had taken up, we used helps and undergirded the ships. And fearing lest we should fall into the quicksand, strike sail, and so were driven. Amen. So they took the lifeboats, they gathered them up, praise God. But the Bible says over here in verse 30, as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship. Amen. Now watch this. When they had let down the boat into the sea. Amen. But he said, under colors as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. So what we see, they've come to a place, they've dropped four anchors out of the back, amen, of the ship. And then over a little bit of time, them sailors, praise God, they're supposed to know what's going on. And they said, you know what, we're going to go up here to the front and we're going to drop some out of the front too, just to hold this thing steady. And under colors, amen, under the appearance. Amen. With a pretense, they go to the front, amen, as though they were going to drop down some anchors. And what they was really doing, they was letting down the lifeboats. Amen. You know what they was getting ready to do? They were getting ready to bail out. Amen. They were getting ready to head for shore, praise God. They were getting ready to head somewhere where they was fixing to take the lifeboat out. Amen. But Paul done told them, he said, listen, fellas, we just got to stay together in this. See, Paul had already ministered their hearts. He said, you know what? The Lord's done spoke to me. He's done told me, praise God, the only way out is the Lord. And the Lord said he'd deliver us all safe. Amen. In verse 22, he said, now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Amen. Now this is after a long absence, long fasting and praying. Amen. Paul had been fasting, praying, talking to God. It had been 14 days, man, in the dark and cast about. He said, now I exhort you to be good, of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of man's life among you but the ship. He said, this ship's a going down. But God said He'd preserve every life on it. Amen. I won't say this old ship of the world, it's going down. It's tossing to and fro. It's taking on water. But I won't say, glory be God, all those that stay with Jesus, amen, will be saved. Amen. We'll be secure. We'll be delivered over on the other side. This ship, praise God, this ship will sail on for God's glory. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. He said, that God that I serve, praise God, He stood beside me tonight. He said, you know what? He whispered me. He said, Paul, said, just hang there. He said, it's going to be all right. I'm glad when the Lord shows up, praise God, He whispers to you and said, you know what? It's going to be all right. It don't know how, no matter how dark, how dismal, how much the waves is over rolling you, praise God. When God speaks, it's going to be all right. It'll be okay. Amen. He said, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Amen. He said, listen, don't be afraid. He said, be of good cheer. God's already spoke to me. He said, everybody here is going to be saved. He said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Amen. Praise God. He said, you know what? He said, I believe God. He said, I believe just. He said, God spoke to me. He said, it's going to be all right. Praise God. He said, I'm just going to trust God. Oh, so when God speaks and says it's going to be all right, praise God, we just got to trust God. Amen. He's the only one we got. Everybody else will tell you that things ain't okay. Everybody else tell you, no, that this thing's going to get bad. But praise God, I say we just trust God. God said it's going to be all right. He said He'd take care of us and deliver us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. Because He is the way. And boy, I thank God for that, don't you? But these sailors, they's getting ready to abandon ship. They's getting ready to go out on Paul. But I want you to look at the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. A confidence in the promise of God. Amen. There was a promise. There's always a promise in the confidence of God. Just trust in Him, praise God, realizing He's made us a promise and He's the ultimate promise keeper. He won't renege on His promise. He's promised He'd see us saved. Amen. If He'd just be content. You say, well, preacher, I'm not content in this world. I'm not either, but I'm content in the Lord. He's the best thing I've ever had is Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart. And I'm content in Him, praise God. I know that He has a means to keep me safe. So they were desirous to get away. They was going to abandon ship. And Paul said to them, verse 30, 31, and Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, he said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Amen? Praise God. He said, if you just believe, he said, if you abide in the ship, praise God, you'll be safe. Amen. I want to say, praise God, tonight, if we'll just abide in the ship, we'll be all right. Amen. The ship of the Lord, praise God, this old ship of Zion, it'll not go down. It'll sail on, praise God, till we enter into glory in just a little while. Amen. We just need to be faithful and just need to be steadfast and unmovable, abounding in the work of God. Amen. As He begins to work His work in us for our good, for His glory. He ministers to us and He ministers through us, giving us that help and hope and confidence in the holy God of glory. Amen. He said, well, preacher, what happened? They believed Him. Amen. Then they believed Him. He said, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. He said, if they let that life wrap down, they part said, God said He may wipe everything out. He said, everybody's supposed to stay in the boat. Everybody be saved. It'll stay with us. Amen. He said, then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. Amen. What did you say? They believed in God. Amen. Even though the waves, the tempest, even though things was getting bad, praise God, they said, you know what? If the man of God said just to stay in the boat, amen, man of God said just to stay with the stuff, God take care of us. They said, we're just going to stay with God. Amen. They become believers. That's what happens in a believer, praise God. They just stay with the Lord. They have a confidence in the promise that God has made, a promise that God will keep. Amen. You say, how do you know they had a confidence and promise? Because the Bible said today that Paul told me, he said, you know, it's 14 days and we've tired, haven't eaten anything. He said, you just need to eat a little bit. He said, verse 34, he said, wherefore I pray you take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not be an hair fall from the head of any of you. Amen. Praise God. God said He'd protect us, He'd keep us. Glory to God. Amen. And he said, and when they he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. When he had broken it, they began to eat. Amen. All the anxiety is falling away. And praise God. And he said, when they then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. Amen. Now watch this. And we were in all in the ship 216 souls, 276 souls was in that boat, praise God. And he got, Paul said, listen, said, we'll just stay with God. He'll deliver them all. I want to say, folks, if we'll stay with God tonight, He'll deliver every one of us safe on yonder shore. He'll stand before the Father one day and He'll say, you can count if you want to. I haven't lost a one. Amen. Praise God. When we're His through all eternity. World without end. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 38. Now watch this. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship. Now they had already done this a couple times, even to getting rid of the hardware on the ship that they would use to drive the ship, to keep the ship, to stay the ship. Amen. But he said they had lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. Amen. They had, what are they doing? They said, see, that was the captain's confidence. Amen. He had confidence in that wheat. He was going to try to get it just a little further down where he could make just a little bit more. I want to say the worldly things, praise God, ain't going to save you, ain't going to help you, praise God, outside of the good God of glory. Amen. If He don't keep us and bless us and keep us, praise God, we won't be kept. But I'm saying, praise God, tonight, and Lord God Almighty, He said He promised He'll keep us and He'll help us, He'll guide us and direct us day by day in the confidence of a holy God if we'll just put our trust in Him. So they took that old captain's wheat, praise God, and they began to cast her overboard. Amen. After they had eaten, they had got full, praise God. They said, you know what? They said, these worldly things ain't important. Amen. They said, it's worldly stuff. It ain't real, praise God. He said, what's real is what God can do for us. Amen. You know the rest of the story. Praise God. They believed God's promise. Amen. What God had promised them. They stayed on the ship. Praise God. And that the Bible tells us they went into a little creek, into a cove. And the front of the ship got caught in the sand. And praise God, the waves come up and they battered the back of that ship. And amen. They broke it to pieces. And as the pieces was breaking up, praise God, some grabbed a piece of this and a piece of that. And 276 souls, praise God, following the will of God, amen, were taken and swept off on the shore. Amen. They ended up on that yonder shore, praise God, that place of safety, that place. And even when they said, you know what, we're going to be broken up. And them old centurions, they said, all right, I said, we got to kill these prisoners, lest one of them escape. See the way it was in Roman law, if you was a centurion, you was responsible for prisoners. If those prisoners escaped, then you were responsible to take their punishment. And the centurion said, hey, listen, so let's just go ahead and kill the prisoners, lest they escape. But the old centurion, praise God, that believed God. I believe he believed God. I believe that council was real. Amen. He said, it's council together to kill the prisoners. At least they escaped. He said, but the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. Amen. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Amen. Praise God. If we'll just stay on board, praise God. If we'll just go with God. Amen. When the tempest is big, is real, praise God. Just sail on for God's glory. And he said, amen, we may get there on pieces of driftwood, but praise God, we'll get there safe and sound if we'll trust the Lord tonight. The tempest may be rough. The battles may be hard, but praise God, there's a God of heaven that's made us a promise. If we'll just stay with Him tonight, that He'll see us safe on yonder shore. Amen. We'll pull up one day in the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing that'll be when we pull up over there and we see the goodness of God and His fulfillment. We realize the promise. Amen. See, we're looking now. We're looking to the promise. Just like a ship sailor is looking for the yonder shore. Amen. Looking to see that little speck of land on the horizon. Praise God. I'm looking to see just a little speck of glory somewhere up yonder, praise God, in just a little while. I'm looking for it. I'm desiring of it. I'm looking to see, praise God, that just a little peek into glory. Amen. No, I'm getting just a little closer day by day. Praise God, I'm glad I have what I have here. Amen. Glory be God, I can feel in the presence of the Lord in my heart. And I know, glory to God, I'm getting just a little closer every day. Why? Praise God, because we just stay with God. Amen. Paul said, listen, fellas, said, if we're going to make it through this thing, we just got to stay with God. Amen. So God's already made us a promise, and God don't renege on His promises. But He promised He'd take us and He'd deliver us safe over home one day in a little while. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm looking for home. It's getting closer day by day. I mean, we're getting to see little glimpses of things in this world. Pray God's giving us little pictures of things that's happening. The Bible's being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. We see countries around. We see things that's rising up before us, just exactly like God said it'd be. Amen. We see the tempest, the seas are raging. Praise God! But I'm glad there's a God that calms the storms, and He gives us that peace, even in the time of storm. That deep, settled peace that we have, that we need. Amen. To keep on going for God. Amen. When the tempest is rising, tempest is sore. Praise God! Just sail on. Amen. Sail on.